This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Legislators from across the political spectrum stood on the Capitol steps Thursday afternoon, touting their independence and a seeming conclusion to budget negotiations. Governor Bobby Jindal's executive budget proposal cut $1.3 billion in spending. House Minority Leader John Bel Edwards said this budget cuts $900 million.
This is still an awfully hard budget to put out there. But the reason it's so much better than what we had is the contingent dollars and the one-time dollars, all of which were lined up against higher education, are gone.
Lawmakers put together a new budget deal because many were worried that the dependence on one-time funds would result in mid-year cuts. Earlier this week, Jindal attacked the deals as a tax increase because they incorporate cuts to tax exemptions. Representative John Schroeder with the Fiscal Hawks said the effects of Jindal's attack was misconstrued by the media as a breakdown in the negotiation process, but it brought more stakeholders to the talks, which Schroeder praised.
Look, am I perfectly happy with what the result is? No, but I don't think anybody is. So in my world, that's a good thing.
The Legislative Fiscal Office is still crunching the numbers on the revised plan, but lawmakers are confident that they can replace one-time funds with a combination of cutting tax breaks and spending and a new tax amnesty program. They're also presuming the group that estimates how much the state has to spend every year will revise revenue forecasts upwards. Schroeder said the bipartisan talks in Louisiana should be an example to the rest of the nation.
Come to the table with all your cards and lay them on the table, work at it, keep working at it. We can get someplace.
Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.